It's her life, and she's in the middle of it, on her knees, scrubbing behind a toilet at the only hotel on the island. She hums a bolero, a love song filled with longing. She's always humming, sometimes a ballad, sometimes a lilting cha-cha-cha. Often, she sings out loud. Most of the time, she's not even aware of the pleasing music that comes from her and is surprised when tourists tell her how charming it is that she sings as she works. The tiles are unevenly laid behind the toilet, and she catches a nail on the corner of one and tears it to the quick. Ay! Still on her knees, she moves to the sink and runs cold water over her middle finger. The bright pink crescent of her nail hangs by the cuticle. She bites it off, drawing salty blood. America! The scream bounces against the concrete walls of La Casa del Francés. America scrambles up, finger still in mouth, and leans out of the bathroom window. Her mother runs back and forth along the path at the side of the hotel, peering up at the second floor. What is it? Ay, nena, get down here! Esther wails and collapses into a squat, hands over her face. What is it, mommy? What's the matter? From above, Esther is a circle of color on the path, the full skirt of her flowered house dress, a ring around narrow shoulders, brown arms, and pink curlers on copper hair. She rocks from side to side, sobs with the gusto of a spoiled child. For an instant, America considers a shortcut through the window. Seeing her mother from above, small and vulnerable, sets her heart racing, and a lump forms in her throat that threatens to choke her. I'm coming, mommy, she yells, and she runs through the guest room, down the stairs, around the courtyard, out the double doors of the front veranda, past the gardenia bushes, through the gate to the side garden, and down the path, where Esther still squats, still wails as if the world were coming to an end. Sleepy guests lean out of their windows or step onto porches, concerned expressions clouding their vacation faces. Don Irving, the owner of the hotel, runs heavily from the back of the building, reaching Esther at the same time as America. What's going on here? He bellows in English. What's all the screaming about? I don't know, America kneels next to Esther. Mommy, please, what's the matter? Ay, mija. Esther is hyperventilating and can't get the words out. America's breathing quickens and a whirling pressure builds around her head. Please, mommy, what is it? What's happened? Esther shakes her head, sprinkling the air with tears. She presses both hands against her chest as if to control its rising and falling. She gulps air and, in a halting voice that rises to a final wail, gives America the news.
Rosalinda se escapó!
At first, she doesn't quite understand what Esther means by Rosalinda has escaped. Her 14-year-old daughter is not a prisoner. But the words echo in her head, and the meaning becomes clear. America covers her face, squeezes her fingers deep into her flesh, and sobs.
I know, mommy, don't say such a thing.
Esther, who has gained some composure now that the problem is no longer hers, wraps her arms around America and rubs her shoulders, her tears mingling with those of her daughter.
She went with that boy, Taino.
America stares at Esther, tries to make sense of what she's heard, but the words and images are distorted, go by too quickly, like a movie in fast forward. And at the end, there's a pause, a soft, focused portrait of her daughter, Rosalinda, and pimpled Taino with his innocent brown eyes. She shakes her head, trying to erase the picture.